Hello and welcome to this week's audio edition of Fourth Day Letters distributed by Broken Door Ministries. My name is Brian Pusateri, and this week's message is Friends are Life-Saving Medicine. The Bible tells us that faithful friends are life-saving medicine. It turns out that this is not just a catchy, feel-good phrase. Scientific studies continue to show the negative health consequences of loneliness and social isolation. Having good friends can actually help us live longer. Loneliness is a killer. Good Christian friends are a cure. Several recent studies show that the impact of social isolation could be adding over $6 billion a year to the cost of Medicare. Multiple studies show that people who are lonely are more likely to die from heart disease and more vulnerable to Alzheimer's disease, high blood pressure, suicide, and even the common cold. The research tells us that loneliness is more dangerous to our health than obesity, and it's the equivalent of smoking 15 cigarettes a day. I read one article that indicated that 2 out of 5 Americans say that they sometimes or always feel their social relationships are not meaningful, and 1 in 5 say they feel lonely or socially isolated. 28% of older adults in America live alone. Mother Teresa once said, "Loneliness is the most terrible poverty." Helen Keller said it this way, "Walking with a friend in the dark is better than walking alone in the light." As I have stated, current scientific research is shedding new light on the value of friendship. But the Bible made this clear thousands of years ago. The Bible has a lot to say about the value of good friends. John 15, verses 13 to 15, places great emphasis on the value of a friend when it states this, "Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends." It continues with Jesus telling us that we are his friends. What an amazing blessing. The Bible also offers the following verses about the importance of friends. A friend loves at all times. Iron is sharpened by iron. One person sharpens another. Faithful friends are a sturdy shelter. Whoever finds one finds a treasure. Faithful friends are beyond price. No amount can balance their worth. My wife and I feel very blessed to have many good friends. This past week, we were together with one group of friends. We hosted 5 couples from Florida for 4 nights at our home in South Carolina. We have known these particular friends for over 33 years. Despite moving away from Florida 22 years ago and now living 500 miles away, our friendship has remained solid and strong. These friendships began at church and grew through our shared Curcio experience. Friendships rooted in Christ often become lifelong friendships. Ours has. We all first met when we were in our 30s and 40s. Now we are in our 60s and 70s. Over the years, we have raised our children together, watched them graduate and get married, and have their own children. We've been there for each other as we've buried our parents. We were all there for one of the couples who tragically lost their son. Yes, we are growing old together. One of the guys in the group survived a bad motorcycle crash. Another couple was in a horrible car accident. Collectively, we have had cancer, heart attacks, a brain aneurysm, atrial fibrillation, MOG disease, COVID-19, and too many surgeries and other medical problems to remember. At our ages, it's only a matter of time before each of us in this group begin to pass away. We know that as friends, we will stand with those left to grieve. I cannot imagine anyone trying to get through all of the things life throws at them without having faith in Jesus and having good friends to journey with. Friends are a blessing. Unfortunately, too many people do not have them. Studies continue to show our culture's increasing social isolation. Yes, we truly are in the midst of a loneliness epidemic. Perhaps you are someone who does not have close friends. If you are currently experiencing loneliness, please let someone know. Ask God to bring a friend into your life. If you are blessed to have friends, but you know someone who is alone, reach out to them. As Christians, we must do all we can to end this loneliness epidemic. I will close today's message with a poem from an unknown author. Friends are like diamonds, and friends are like gold. Cherish them always, and as you grow old, you will see that they sparkle like stars in the sky. Friends are like diamond you keep by and by. Now will you please pray with me? Heavenly Father, your sacred word tells us that friends are life-saving medicine. Thank you for the friends you have placed in my life. Help me to be there for others who are experiencing loneliness. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I am Brian Pusateri. Please join me next week for the newest audio edition of Fourth Day Letters. Don't forget you can always visit us at BrokenDoorMinistries.com. Until next week, remember to be the door, no matter how broken you may be, through which others can enter to encounter Christ. May God's blessings be with you.